The drummer Antonio Sanchez has an alter ego born out of something Donald Trump said in 2016.
The phrase was, we have some bad hombres here and we have to get them out. So I decided to take the bad hombre phrase and kind of making it my own and making it into something positive.
At first, that bad hombre alter ego just needed an outlet for the anxiety of that political moment.
What I did back then was to do a lot of drum improvisations to get some of that anger out.
Like you're literally beating on a drum to exercise the demons.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's a great therapy, let me tell you.
That percussive therapy turned into an album, the first volume of his bad hombre project, which came out in 2017.
I started realizing that I had all this power down there in my studio and I could do things as if I was a mad scientist in my laboratory. And it was so liberating that I wanted to keep doing music this way. And that's how Shift was born.
Shift, the name of a new album as Bad Hombre. This time Sanchez, a Grammy-winning jazz drummer who scored the movie Birdman, he reached out to artists in other genres to reimagine their work. The idea came to him as he watched a friend perform in Mexico City, the singer-songwriter Silvana Estrada.
I went to her show, and of course, she blew me away, as she always does. But then she did this solo piece. Just her with her cuatro guitar, and it's a very haunting, beautiful melody, and it talks about the disappearance of women in Mexico, which is a huge problem that's still going on to this day. And as she was performing this song, the wheels just kind of started turning in my head. And then after the show, I asked her, would you mind giving this song to me? Would that be okay? And she said, yeah, of course. Then she sent it to me. And then I started, little by little, adding things. Adding drum beats. Repeating sections. Layers and layers of things. I worked on it for a couple of months. And when I sent it back to her, she was blown away because she told me, I had never thought that my music, this tune in particular, could do that.
So you took that as a template and went to all kinds of artists. There are big names on here, Dave Matthews. There are others who I was not familiar with until I listened. How did you decide which artists to reach out to? And what was your pitch?
Well, the pitch was, if you could give me something that it doesn't matter if it's new, if it's old, it can be a sketch, I can work with anything. I kind of wanted the artist to feel like they didn't have to work too much for this project because I'm the least famous person in the whole record. So, you know, I didn't want to bother them too much. Mi palabra tiene un arma.
Tiene un disparo, una muerte, tiene una crónica anunciada. Were any of the artists, when you sent it back, were they like, dude, you ruined it? I didn't want to have synthesizers and 18 layers of drums on here, or I would have written it that way.
Well, the risk was definitely there. And every time I would send the email with the track, I would always be very afraid, you know, of that they wouldn't like it. You know, that was, of course, part of the insecurity of being an artist. And it's also the subjectivity of being an artist. But I really wanted to be truthful to the song so that, you know, the artist would feel like I was true to their baby.
So there's one song I want to ask about that I was so curious about. This is The Bucket. You made it with a musician named Becca Stevens. And I gather she had stumbled upon a piece of writing by an inmate at Oregon State Penitentiary who had started writing poetry. And the two of you decided to turn it into a song. In these concrete
tombs. Yeah, it was amazing. She found the soliloquy of this play, which a group of inmates, they won an award for this play called The Bucket. And then she found it, wrote music to it. She sent it to me. I did my thing, completely transformed it. And then we realized we needed permission from Sterling Cunha, who spent 9 years in solitary confinement. So Becca sends me a text and she says, I'm on with Sterling on the phone. Please get on Zoom right now. So I got on Zoom. It was a very humbling, strange experience. He sounded so peaceful in there. And he was also very honored that we use his words for a project like this. And as a matter of fact, 2 months ago, he was released. His sentence was commuted by the governor of Oregon. So it's incredible. He's out there now doing talks about his experience in prison. Quite remarkable.
I got to ask about the voice who kind of MCs the album. It's not you, it's your grandfather.
Bienvenidos, señoras y señores.
He's 97 years old. Tell me who he is and why you wanted him to bookend both the opening and the closing track here.
So my grandfather, his name is Ignacio López Tarso, and he's one of the most famous, revered actors in Mexico. So I thought it would be amazing if my grandfather was the master of ceremonies, the MC of the whole record, and he basically invited people to come over and listen. So I imagined like your typical Mexican plaza on a Sunday morning with the guy playing this little organ, which is always out of tune, the children playing, and then all of a sudden, I imagine the voice of my grandfather saying, welcome everybody, please step up, you know, come in and listen to the music.
Escuchen esta música que les hemos preparado.
It's amazing for me to have my grandfather's voice in the beginning and at the end just thanking everybody for their presence.
Muchas gracias por su presencia.
I was going to ask, what's he saying on the way out?
Yeah, basically it's just, thank you for your presence and please keep listening because the Bad Hombre has a lot of secrets that's still there for you to find.
Are you teeing us up for volume 3? Are you
done? Absolutely, absolutely. This is something that has given me so much joy and so much freedom, so much artistic freedom that, you know, I just really want to keep going with this.
Well, Antonio Sanchez, this was a total pleasure. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the invitation.
That is the drummer and, as you heard, multi-instrumentalist Antonio Sanchez. His new album, Shift, Bad Hombre, Volume 2, is out now.